This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to We Ate Movies Mailbag. My name is Andrew Jupin, and thanks so much for tuning in live here on our YouTube channel. We are going to read some letters, we are going to A some Q's, and who knows, maybe depending upon the letters, we may be inspired to tell some embarrassing personal stories on the air. But I won't be doing it alone, of course. Let's bring in a couple of guys who are up to no good, starting to make trouble in this virtual neighborhood. We have Chris Cabin.
Oh, hi, everybody. I was just scrolling everything.
You doom scrolling, dude?
Yeah, you know, more joy scrolling. You know, I don't feel so much doom, but more joy. You know,
nice.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, you don't. It's mostly like movie shit on my thing anyway, so it's sure. Nice. Yeah,
joy scrolling makes me think of pornography. And speaking of pornography, Eric Siska's in the house.
That's right. You're looking up jerk off instructions, aren't you, Chris?
Oh, with the eye. I forgot. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant joy. Yeah. I meant the Y scrolling. But yes.
Yeah, whoops.
Eric's site is known as joy scrolling with the eye. He's doing all kinds of instructions over there.
I gotta learn how to put it together somehow, Chris.
Oh man, there's too many pieces in that IKEA set. Oh, gross. And anyway, speaking of instructors, the Jame Master himself, you know him, you love him, Mr. Steven Sadak.
Oh, geez. No, these jerk off instructions. I just can't, I can't figure these things out. Like, what
first of all, it says you need two people.
Yeah, if it's the two cartoon characters, you need a friend to help. You need a buddy.
I can't.
Steve, like milk each other's things while
That's one with the umlaut on over it. But I do. Steve, I like that you stay with physical media.
Yeah,
you didn't just use the PDF. You printed it out as you are wont to do.
He need a fucking engineering degree to do this thing.
The Jerkenhofen, that's it's a very beautiful instruction manual to that one.
That's right.
So, we are here to read some letters. Thank you so much for tuning in live, by the way. We got so many people here in the chat. You always love to chat on a We Hate Movies live stream because y'all participate a lot. You know, hello, Fowl. Hello, Nate Voigt. Hello, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Blake Farinetti. You know, all these people. Look at this. Yeah, hell yeah. Look at that. We are four Crispy Critters. I'm wearing the Nathan Hamill designed Crispy Critters t-shirt.
Oh, very nice.
That's right. Blake says, all right, four Crispy Critters. Honestly, if you're listening to this later after the fact on audio, check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WeHateMovies, to see us actually look at the jerk-off instructions. Yes.
Come on. It's a good sight gag for jerk-off instructions.
Steve's thing was very good. That's I didn't know. Steve, I thought you were going for like you were going over the script or something like that, but no. Primo jerk-off instructions, prop comedy.
Speaking of prop comedy, 7 days from tonight.
What's going
almost
on?
Exactly at this a couple of almost entirely 1 week away, we are going to be talking about Thor: Love and Thunder.
Oh yeah, look at that.
It's so exciting.
I mean, beautiful art as always by Philippe Sobrero. We don't say that enough.
Knocking it out of the park as usual. And Love and Thunder, it is a kind of jerk off instruction because while you're watching it, you're thinking, I could be home jerking off. Mm-hmm. And that is it is instructing you to go do that rather than continue watching this horse.
Don't you hate that when you go to the movies and the movie's not that great? Yeah. And then you're like, I could just be home jerking off.
The thought comes to me often, Eric.
It
does not. I mean, there are many bad movies out there, Eric, as we've often talked about.
When you saw Plane the other week, you started like pre-boarding in your own pocket. Maybe.
Plane wasn't there. I was almost there with Megan. because
that's disturbing to hear.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're watching little girls run around. You're like, you know what I could be doing?
Allison
jerking
Williams
off.
Is right there.
Yeah, that's true. Allison Williams is in that movie. The Nation sure. saw her get her ass eaten but out in Girls.
Thank you, Chris, because that
the
movie
hero
does...
of or no, not the not hero of Andor.
Oh, right. Well, maybe in the sequel, we'll address the fact that people would be fucking this thing, right?
First of all, for sure, they're making Megans that are getting fucked. That's just, yes. Let's not talk about that. That's absolutely
that's
happening.
Just
hey,
happened.
You know what? Great idea. Let's not talk about that, Chris.
Megan with a 2 instead of the E, you know. You just
Megan with a 69, dude.
Oh, come on, everybody. Oh,
Jesus. You know what? We're trying to have a wholesome letter reading show here, me and Steve.
Always and been two, wholesome. Always been wholesome.
You,
there.
You two it, toilet talkers.
I'm zipping it.
I jerked off. Ooh.
Oh, wait, okay. What? Oh, wow. All right.
Mike, I'm not going to say your full name. I jerked off in the theater during Saving Silverman. Was that right?
Yeah, Saving Silverman. Yeah.
Are you a thing for Steve Zahn and raccoons, dude? Is that how that worked out?
Oh, that's like a puppet raccoon, too, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, mm-hmm,
that'll
yeah.
get me off.
That's nice. Yep. I could get that.
You know what? Good puppet raccoon and Everything Everywhere All at Once, by the
yes,
way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Also,
Raccoonie. Just rewatched that movie the other night. Fucking primo motion picture, man. I have to say.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. So we want to get into some letter reading here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, you want to kick us off?
Ooh.
Yes, sir. We hate car crashes.
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, gang. A while ago, you read someone's story, and at the end, the writer mentioned how sometimes he would laugh so hard listening to the podcast while driving that he'd have to pull over and stop the car. If I recall, Eric was one who proposed that surely some listeners must be out there who weren't so lucky and have died while listening to the show.
Oh, geez. Heaven forbid, man. I hope not.
I hope not. But if they do, unfortunately, their souls.
Yes. We own that. We got a quarter that.
Yeah, it comes right to us. Yep. Yeah.
Our slaves in hell, for sure. Absolutely.
Of course, yeah. And we could bet you in a card game with the devil or whatever.
And by the way, that's just not We Hate Movies. That's exclusive across all podcasts. You know, like if you die chuckling at something, you know, Marin said, he owns you, man. That's
it. True. He's got you. You're my guys now. Now you're my guys.
I own you guys.
You're my army of guys. Undead guys. Anyway, sorry.
While I don't quite fit the criteria, I did get fairly close. A few years ago, I was driving over to my parents' house to pick something up, listening to WHM like usual.
Well, like thank you. Very good.
Don't you dare listen to any other podcast.
He gets very jealous, everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. The episode in question was Hot to Trot. Now that's a classic sode, man.
Wow. That takes me back.
That's Jesus, that's the talking horse movie with Dabney Coleman and Bobcat.
Bobcat, yeah.
That's right.
It's a big Bobcat title.
It's one of those movies you ever have like where you I feel like I probably only watched it my cousins once, but like every time, and I might have even seen this on this episode, every time I think about that movie, I'm transported to my cousin's den in Long Island, like an old-fashioned D-E-N den with the wood paneling and the carpet and the whole
thing. Big box TV, dude?
Huge box TV.
Oh, huge God.
And smoking inside? We smoking inside?
I think at that point, most of my family had quit smoking, but I think somebody might have been smoking.
But like but like at one time, dude, yes, like we were definitely smoking inside, right?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Steve, by the way, I know it's not, and I think it just might be like my ring light kind of blinding me or something, but your sweater looks like you have the exact primo OG Mighty Ducks colors on there.
Yeah, no, it's like a brownish red.
It's more of a brown, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, that's what I feared. Yeah.
Very nice. It's very nice, Steven.
Thank you very much.
Brown town. Can you?
Yeah, sorry.
As I was getting onto the freeway exit ramp, I noticed a new crack in my windshield. Meanwhile, as you guys are going back and forth discussing horse heaven and hell.
It's important stuff. It's very important stuff to know where horses go when they die.
We should know, right? It's not just the glue factory. What happens to their everlasting soul?
I think that's more important than finding out where we go. I honestly would rather.
Oh, absolutely. Because what you can't ride each other. Well, I guess you could ride each other, but
if you so wish.
But a horse would be wonderful, especially if you're a skeleton or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time I got my focus back, I saw traffic had stopped far earlier than I anticipated. I slammed on the brakes, but the brakes, but it was too late. I slammed into the truck in front of me, causing the loudest noise I'd ever heard and complete disorientation.
Oh my God.
That's
Holy
not good.
Fucking shit.
I came to a second later.
Oh, Jesus.
Very good, dude. Dude, what is man. This? David Cronenberg's crash? You came to a second later?
We came so close to having this guy in the afterlife. Mm. This just like here.
Yeah, just like that. We probably have some, Chris. We'll find our little treats once we pass.
We have to check our account.
You know how you can use Google to be like, hey, Google, what websites have my, Gmail address registered to them or whatever to see, like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
I lost it. Don't even worry about it. It might come back to me, but I guarantee you it wasn't that great in the first place.
I was going to say, you know what? It's true. Like, anybody can have souls in the afterlife. We don't want to say, like, if you work at a McDonald's and you serve somebody something that they choke on or something they, like, just get really bad food poisoning and
they
die from.
They slip on the coffee.
If you were the one who made that or you're the one who, like, threw that in the fryer or reheated it or whatever, I think you also get them, too. I think you get that one right there. I think you get that.
Applying like serial killer rules to everything.
Everybody across, gets it.
Across the board.
If you're a librarian and you lent out a book and they die while reading that book, yeah, you get that shit.
Right there. Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Maybe the author gets it. I don't know. That would have to, you have to think about that.
I just want to put out there, by the way, someone mentioned Final Destination in the chat. And I'll say, if you're one of these folks, including this letter writer here who has dodged death listening to We Hate Movies, I don't know. Just look around, man. See if you see Tony Todd anywhere. Because, you cheat us once on the road.
Yeah. I don't want to.
We're going to get you again. I don't know.
I don't want to be part of whatever the lineup is. That's the thing about all those movies. Like, it's always about the lineup, who died first, and second, and third, and fourth.
Yep.
It just goes on ad infinitum. I'm taking myself out of the equation.
Oh, you're going to kill yourself.
Absolutely. What am I waiting for Tony Todd?
Well,
for?
Technically, Final Destination's happening right now to you, right?
That's true. Yeah.
You are.
We're all destined one place.
Exactly. See?
It's just a very long list. There is a list, though.
If you tried to kill yourself in our Final Destination movie, like, you'd be like, tightening the noose, and you kick the chair, and Tony Todd grabs you, and he just gets in your face. He's holding you up, and he's just like, "No cutting the line, Mac Daddy." Yeah.
And then he prevents you.
He prevents you from killing yourself.
He prevents you from killing yourself, and then he does the autoerotica with you.
Oh, I like that.
Well, I mean, at the very least, if you're hanging yourself like that, he is definitely going to pull your pants down while you're doing it. Just to be like, he doesn't want to give you the satisfaction. Have to look like a fool.
That's the thing, is I'm never going to hang myself. No one should ever hang themselves.
No,
but if you do, definitely want to make sure the fly is all the way up.
Yes.
You got to make sure you're wearing a belt and suspenders.
The last thing,
and you want your hands tied behind your back.
Just pour
if you can.
A bunch of super glue in your underwear. Pull it up. Yes. You're going to be dead anyway.
If you are using a belt, get another belt to be around your waist. There should
you
be two belts.
You have to be positive on this one.
Two of them.
You don't want any droopy drawers on that one.
No, sir. No, sir, you do not.
So, trying to process what was happening, glasses everywhere, smoke is filling up the interior of my car, and I hear your distorted voices doing Mr. Ed impressions.
That's very eerie.
Oh, my God.
That's
this
incredibly
is
eerie.
Awful. You know what this is? Did you ever see that episode of Hitchcock Presents where Joseph Cotton gets in a car accident and he's fucking paralyzed, like, over his entire body, but he's still conscious and everyone thinks he's dead? And he keeps fucking like,
yes, it's a creepy episode.
Like screaming out, like, this is what it must be like. Like, you were in this fucking car accident and you hear these idiots prattering about Mr. Ed and horse hell. Are you kidding me?
But also,
I feel terrible.
Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/wehatemovies. That's what we want to say as you are passing into the nether place.
We work very hard on our horse accents. We're not amateurs. We have a lot of horse study.
And when you get to hell, tell Satan to subscribe. Life
funerals,
can subscribe.
Funerals are expensive anyway. What's another $8? $8 to $10. Come on.
It's nothing.
Exactly. Drop of the bucket.
I was loving listening to your Patreon in hell, but then you said that Top Gun Maverick was a good movie, and I just can't.
That's propaganda is what that is. But you know what? I did like your End of Days, because that's the funniest version of me I've ever seen. It's just, I mean, me and Arnold going at it like that. I mean, just,
I tried piss and fire once after seeing that movie. That is a myth, man. I don't know where they got that from.
It's just regular piss. Funny. Just regular piss.
Movie character, right? Mm-hmm. Like yeah. that. The devil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, always love it when you show up.
Good guy.
Oh, hell yeah. No hell role yeah. is too small for the devil, dude.
All right. So where the fuck was... Okay. I started to process the situation and panicked to get out of the car as soon as possible before I burned to death.
Oh, man.
I ripped off my seatbelt and climbed out of the passenger Jesus. Side to get as far away from any moving traffic as possible. After I stumbled out, I checked myself for damage and started to take in the situation. I realized my car wasn't burning. The airbag had gone off. This explained the extreme pain in my chest.
I'm going to hell tonight.
So the airbag went off. I guess it's not on fire.
No.
So maybe yeah. he crossed over for a second, you know?
Yeah.
Saw the shit. Flames of hell.
And also, like, I mean, like, I'm glad you got out, but you want to turn pause on that podcast just because you don't want the EMTs to be like, and then it's like, and then blah, blah, you know, like whatever nonsense bullshit we're talking about. It's embarrassing for other
people. We need to get this oxygen mask over your face. What? What are they talking about? They're talking about that zoo documentary I heard about?
That's right. It's a
what
very,
are you listening to?
See, you say to the paramedic, it's a very good podcast. Please like and subscribe. Go to patreon.com/weatemovies. Anyway.
Uh-huh. Yes, anyway.
I finally got myself together enough to pull out my phone and call my partner to let her know what happened. And when I saw the podcast was still playing, I finally stopped.
Thank you.
Man. Oh, jeez.
I ended up being all right and nobody else was hurt. I was just really banged up and my car was destroyed.
Mm. Oh.
It took a while for it to sink in how funny it was, the idea that I could have died with your voices being the last thing I ever heard. Anyway, thanks for all you do, Kyle. P.S. Postscript from hell. Uh-oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys killed it at the Universal Soldier live episode. I hope we get a recording of that.
Oh,
I think probably. That one survived.
More than likely. Yeah, I think so.
So yeah. Thank you for coming out to see a live show that was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hell yeah. I hope that didn't happen. I hope this accident didn't happen on the way to that show, my good friend. I really do not. I would hope not. I would hope not.
That's a spooky story. I'm glad you made it back, Kyle.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you Holy for shit. Being among the living, Kyle. That makes it a lot easier to tell your friends to like and subscribe.
Oh, no, stop it. Stop
Always
it.
Always pushing. Oh, Always pushing.
Anybody ever in a bad car accident?
I caused one that was bad for the
bet
other
you
guy.
Did.
Only one ever.
Oh, was that the one that I was in the car for?
No. Oh, no.
Like, so that, two then.
Well, like that was just like a fender bender. Like I don't even.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah, that's all right.
This one was like an actual accident. A guy was. I mean, only Andrew will know this. Like. The sidewalk down Wolf Road.
Sure, yep. A big commercial road that ain't meant for walking, but they have sidewalks.
There's
on
a
it.
Sidewalk, and a guy was driving his motorcycle on it.
Oh, what? On the sidewalk? What an asshole.
So you hit him out of obligation?
Well, yeah. I mean, I felt good afterwards about when I found out.
I'll take care of this.
I was turning into a coffee house, and like he tried to buzz past me, and he hit. Right.
Oh.
They flew off. They were on a motorcycle, so they flew right off.
So that's a soul you captured?
I didn't capture it. They survived, sadly.
Oh, you know what, Chris? I kind of vaguely remember this.
Yeah.
All right. Were you bitten by a coffee house a couple of weeks earlier? You were turning into a coffee house?
As I grow, a little cup coming out of my head. Yeah, that's mine. I that's the only car crash I've ever like.
We were in
serious.
My dad's gray Thunderbird car when I was a kid.
Hell yeah!
And my mom was like driving me and my brother and sister, and this lady just fucking totally cut in front of us, like turning like in front. She was like taking a left, and she totally just fucking slammed into us, and it was bad, man. Like nobody was seriously injured, but like. I like cut my fucking forehead open. My brother and sister were in like car seats still. So like they slammed their faces on those. Ugh. It was real fucking
terrible, terrible shit, man.
I haven't been in any bad car accident. I remember once driving down our, you know, grew up on a dirt road in the Catskills, and in winter, the car just like slipped on ice and like fell over on the side.
Oh, yeah. I did a couple of those throughout the years.
Yeah, I got nothing. Nothing good anyway.
I hit a deer. I hit a deer. That's one. One for hell.
All right. What do we got here, Chris Cameron? Where's the next one?
Steve, why don't you do this one?
Sure. Fear the Walking Clown.
Oh, man.
I don't like this already.
Nope.
Hi, guys. Love the show. You asked about Halloween stories a while back, so I wanted to tell you mine. Back in October the 20 of 2011, there used to be a haunted corn maze near where I live. Every year, they'd play a radio voice trying to do the Crypt Keepers as a bumper for the maze.
Classic.
So just like some, you know, off-brand, welcome to the corn maze.
Kind a lot of puns, I hope.
Come down to Jefferson Chevrolet. The deals are a scream.
and so on, you know.
Blah, blah, blah. Every year they play blah, blah, blah. It was the first year I had ever gone, and much like Steve, I wasn't a big fan of horror movies. I wasn't a big fan of horror mazes. I'm not even going to say a big fan. You couldn't catch me dead in a fucking haunted house, horror maze, or any any other structure.
I could catch you dead.
Structure. Well, yes.
You won't get away. You'll be dead.
Dude, I'll tell you, my fucking heart will give out. It will give out. I'll tell you right now. I fucking posted it on Instagram and Twitter, I think. I got fucking skinnamarinked in my own house the other night. I had like nothing but a string of Christmas lights on. And I turned to like go into my bedroom. It was completely dark in my apartment except this one string of lights. And there was a fucking dog toy just in the hallway looking up at me, this fucking dead-eyed Santa Claus thing. And it scared the shit out of me. I can't even imagine going into a haunted house. I mean, it's dead in under 5 minutes.
Did a voice tell you to put a cheese doodle in your ear?
No, I was already screaming and running into my bed.
Okay.
And then you were looking up at the ceiling light for a little while. The problem with the haunted maze or any of that shit is like, it's the indignity of getting scared in public.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I would rather, I would be cool with the heart attack. Then I'm out of there. Like, but you're like, oh, like, okay, great. Now, everyone, you know what I mean? Who knows what noise?
Cause you don't want to look like a baby.
Exactly.
Well, and at this point we all do the, dowager when we're scared. We don't just go like,
blah blah blah. Wasn't a big fan of horror mazes. I could handle horror movies, but there's something different with actual people jumping out of the mazes at you. My girlfriend and I stood in line, hearing people screaming along with the roar of chainsaws. My stomach tightened as my girlfriend. Why did you go to this thing, dude? This is yours.
Yep.
This one's on you. It's just sort of like, you know. Just, hey, how about we go to the movies instead? Or what about, you know, that new fucking Barnes & Noble? Want to walk around there for an hour and a half?
I want some old derelict townie to scare me so much I shit blood.
Jim, I'm sorry to say we couldn't get any chainsaws. What we do have is a DVD player, a DVD of Scarface, and a remote with a rewind button and a play button.
And you know the other thing too, and I guarantee you this happens more often than not. I mean, they've made like horror movies about this, but like there's definitely people at these things that like take it way too seriously.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like getting way too into it. And I don't want to get like fucking roughed up either, because that's just gonna bother me.
My stomach tightened as my girlfriend grabbed my hand, saying, "I can't wait to get inside. Are you excited?" I nodded, being brave. As we went along, I was doing okay. It jumped a few times, but nothing serious until we got to the clown section.
Oh, man.
Much
look,
like,
I mean, honestly, as soon as I'm with someone and they say, "I can't wait to get inside the horror corn maze," I'm already thinking maybe
this is
going to
work out.
Maybe the end is in sight here.
I can't wait to get into the horror corn maze. Are you talking about my backside?
blah, blah, blah. Until you get to the clown section. Much like Chris, I'm not the biggest fan of clowns. First of all, writer, any dumbass horror maze, horror house, there's going to be dumb clown shit no matter what. That's A, number one. You know what you're getting into. This is, again, why you just don't go in. Much like Chris, I'm not the biggest fan of clowns. The section was filled with small Christmas trees and a white flashing light.
No.
Off in the distance, I could see the outline of a clown outfit, but I figured since I was far away, I could walk past it. As I blinked, the clown got closer and closer.
No, absolutely not. No.
Whimsical music played until the clown was right in my face, screaming and then laughing. Fight or flight kicked in. I immediately dropped my girlfriend's hand and bolted without even thinking.
No. Fight would have been better.
Yeah,
fight
exactly.
Would have been better.
If you hit the dude, at least you're like, oh, wow, I'm a tough guy or whatever.
He's doing a force majeure in a shitty haunted house. Oh, no, there's no coming back.
Dude, it was the loneliest planet for that lady. I'll tell you that much.
Holy shit. Call his mama. This relationship is dead tonight.
She then even let out a loud, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
No, he's not. He wasn't, apparently.
People began laughing and saying, "Oh, someone's in trouble."
Oh, definitely.
Correct, audience.
Oh, someone's in trouble.
Oof, that sucks.
I sheepishly walked back to her saying, "Hey, sorry about that. I don't know what happened."
The problem with that is, like, if you keep this up, you're gonna get married, and she's definitely going to bring this up at like the vows and whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Just to give you and rightfully so, the time you abandoned her to a psycho clown in the corn maze.
This is right smack dab in the middle of the best man speech. Everybody's heard this story.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be involved. She didn't talk to me until we got out. I bought her a caramel apple and it was raining outside. She never let me forget about that night. I guess they're still together.
Wow.
Wow. Shocking.
That's amazing. Love.
You must be dynamite in the sack, man. You must be really, really packing it.
Yeah. That is true love, Czar from Oregon.
Yes. Have you ever been to a haunted house? If so, what was your experience? Love you guys. Thanks for laughs. Czar from Oregon. Yeah. Couldn't catch me dead in one. I'm trying to think of anything like
I'll tell you right now, the closest I've come are those like carnival. It's a fun house where there's just like mirrors and lights and dipshit platforms and whatever, but like not people touching me and yelling at me with fake chainsaws and shit.
I wouldn't like that at all.
I just can't even as a kid, I was never into like Santa Claus or anybody in any kind of a costume. I was just no costumes.
I was fond of Bozo the Clown as a kid. Remember
Bozo the Clown in my brain fits in with my fear of fucking old timey like Depression era Halloween costumes. It's right in that same thing of low budget and creepy and old cannot do it.
That's what informed my upbringing, is that kind of stuff.
Oh, man. So I'm like minority reporting you here now. This is making so much sense all of a sudden.
No, I mean, we went on haunted hay rides. Like, that's as bad as it got for me. And, like, that's just a guy in the cheapest Michael Myers costume that is available running after you while you drive away from him comfortably.
You know what? This is a sparking memory. I did one of those, and it was the Headless Horseman, which was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's some effort, at least. This was very, I don't even think it was a real knife.
Was that dude on a horse, or was he just walking around with the stupid thing that made his head look
on a horse?
He's on the horse. Good for him. Wow. Okay.
And we were in a carriage on a horse.
Was it? Did you go up to Sleepy Hollow to do it? That's right, close to here.
Yeah, it was either there or it was some knockoff somewhere else up.
Yeah, the next town over. Yeah,
Drowsy Meadows.
Yeah, they're like, welcome.
They give us all NyQuil, and then they do the horror.
Welcome to Saunders, New York. Listen, that horseman got around. It wasn't just Sleepy Hollow. He came around. He was up in Saunders, Saugerties.
What do you think he had the horse for? He was going around. What did he just park the horse?
He enjoyed a roasted brick chicken in this very city. He enjoyed it every day for lunch.
It's spooky everywhere, guys.
Look at this. Laney B says the same thing happened to their 16-year-old brother, shoved his brand new girlfriend out the way to escape a clown.
Yeah.
Not gonna work out, dude.
Brand new, too. Not a scratch on it.
See, this should tell you We have to start, like, kids have to start preparing themselves. These kids, these boys, it sounds like it's men specifically. I'm not going to cast aspersions or anything here.
Yeah, what a shock.
You got to get your friends to dress up like clowns and surprise you. Random places so that you are prepared for this when it happens. Because this is just not acceptable.
No.
I've been doing stuff like this. I mean, honestly, you should be shamed publicly for this stuff.
Oh, man.
I feel very, very, very firmly about this.
All right. All right. What's the next one here?
This should be you, Andrew. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. A cruise to the stars. Hey, gang. This tale begins with, you guessed it, a Star Trek cruise. I was re-listening to your Deep Rising episode and how you would be interested in themed cruises. Well, it doesn't get more thematic than this. We actually had a wonderful time cruising around Jamaica with some of the best. We met Jonathan Frakes.
Whoa.
Discussed. Yeah, right? I mean, that's worth everything. Every penny. Whatever happens after this in this letter, which I've not read yet.
Well, maybe this letter care. Is a work of our writers. Oh, this maybe, one was fiction.
Maybe it was made up.
They made it up.
We discussed lifeboats with Rene, always pronounce his name wrong, a.k.a. Odo. Rest in peace, by the way. And my girl Denise Crosby likes to party, apparently.
Oh, ooh. Yes.
Now we're talking.
Dude, get down with Denise Crosby. That totally. I would pay top dollar for.
Get me in the pet cemetery tonight.
What year is this?
I have no idea.
The fact that Tasha Yar is on the Star Trek cruise.
Well, I mean, she just does
that's
it
true.
Now.
Yeah.
She's just like,
that's true. When did fucking Rene die? There's
Rene Abidjan. I think like
two or three years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's at least that old. All right, let's see. She can throw back those unlimited cocktails.
Oh yeah.
The Shat didn't make the boat that year.
Oh, you don't say.
I have diarrhea.
I'm thinking about space.
If this is in the 90s, maybe After Sun's happening off screen.
Ooh. Oh,
he died in 2019. So it's at least 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Let's see here. Celebrities often join excursions and enjoy the ship's amenities throughout the week. When they're not hosting panels, they want to drink and sit poolside, just like the rest of us, while they are people.
Well, yeah. Is this person doing like a copy for this cruise ship? Because this sounds great.
I mean, it sounds
great.
Yeah. Let's see. We booked a Stingray excursion, and none other than Michael Dorn and his partner joined us.
Wow.
For the most part, Trekkies usually leave actors alone unless invited into a conversation.
Much like vampires.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You will speak when spoken to, Trekkie.
Well, now you've spoken to me, so I'll suck your blood.
Even Decay isn't allowed to talk to me. And you, sir, are no Decay.
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. It's the right thing to do. Of course, that's for the most part, they say.
Mm-hmm.
We were enjoying the stingrays in warm water and even bumped into Michael as the waves picked up. Michael brought his own swimming goggles to see the rays from underwater.
Yeah, I want to see the rays.
I really like them. They're very, very majestic creatures.
Dude, good idea. And if you're ever in this situation ever again, folks, drown yourself. Michael Dorn would then be forced to do CPR on you.
Oh,
now you got a story.
I like this.
There you go.
Because I would be mad if I saw Worf with a stingray. I'd imagine he'd pick it up and rip it in half or something. You know?
Yeah, totally. Just pull it to pieces.
Not put on goggles and go look at it.
Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. It's talking to people. We were instructed not to do so, but it's fucking Worf. Let the man enjoy his goggles. Oh. Instructed not to use goggles, she's saying. But they are saying, I don't know who wrote this. We were ushered back on the tender and wrapped ourselves in towels as we made our way back to the ship. By happenstance, my brother and I were literally sitting toe-to-toe with Dorney.
Mm. It's very familiar.
Getting horny with Dorney.
Yeah, that nickname makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Dorney.
Well, yeah. No, if you Dorney. Start with Dorney, you're not getting very far with that man.
Absolutely not. That's a get the fuck out of my face,
Sir Dorn, if you will.
We got to chatting with him about how smooth the stingrays are, almost slimy. It was super casual and relaxed. Michael Dorn would have it no other way, by the way.
Oh, of course.
All we were missing were some cold cocktails. About halfway on our return journey, this woman in her 50s kept staring at Michael with a goofy-ass grin. I was already having secondhand cringe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. You know, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Suddenly, she interrupted us and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Dorn."
Better than Dorny.
That's true.
Fair.
Yelling from across the boat there. He politely said hello back, and she said, "I'm so sorry, but I told my mom that if I saw you, I would have to pinch your booty."
What? No.
No.
She thought this was hilarious, and we all just sort of stared at the bottom of the boat.
Dude.
He said...
Oh, no.
No, go ahead.
I got nothing. I'm just really excited.
Okay, here we go. He said, "No thanks," and wrapped himself in his towel a little tighter.
No thanks.
As you would. Oh, man. That would,
Man, oh, and now look what happened. He was mostly quiet for the rest of the trip and was the first to disembark.
I can't believe she was going to pinch my booty. I can't believe it.
My fucking booty. Greg, did you hear that? About my fucking booty?
Her and her mom just talking about my booty. Worf, all day long.
Worf, your family has no honor. Your booty was big. Worf, you must fight me to the death now. Worf, son of Mog, and pinchless booties.
We must do a booty fight.
Let's see. Have you ever been witness to an awkward celebrity encounter, especially when they're basically trapped in a tiny space with fans? Thanks for all the content, boys. Best, Amanda from the Bay Area.
Mm. Well, thank you, Amanda. I don't know if I have an answer for this one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, there've definitely been some bad Q&As that you come across.
Yeah.
But I don't have one right off the top of my head that was really bad with that stuff.
You know what? All the fucking people that hang out outside Walter Reed during New York Film Festival when they know, like, the talent are going to be exiting that way because that's where the line of car service is. And it's all, like, the autograph hounds and whatnot. There's been a couple of times, like, I think Channing Tatum one time when, what was it, Foxcatcher was out, was just like, "I'm just trying to get to lunch. Like, I'm not signing, you know, I'm not here for fucking Step Up, you know."
He should have given one of those.
Clocked him.
Nice punch.
Clocked him right in the face right there.
To reenact something from his hit movie, Fighting.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
That reminds me. I can't think of anything like any awkward celebrity thing. I will tell you, but there was... me and my wife last year went to go see Velvet Goldmine. It was like one of those New York Film Festival things. And Ewan McGregor was supposed to be there. And there were so many people with Star Wars shit that they wanted to get signed.
Oh my God.
And it's like, that is not the place for that.
No.
Like,
no.
He didn't. And like, he was really excited, but he had COVID or had exposure or whatever. So he canceled, which was kind of a big like, oh, and everybody left.
Oh.
But there was so much Star Wars shit there. Like,
that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I do remember one, now that I thought about that, there, New York Film Festival, I did maybe the world premiere of The Social Network when it came out. And the first, Fincher, Timberlake, Eisenberg, and I think Garfield were all there for it. And the first question was to Timberlake, and nobody remembers this, but at the same time, he was voicing, I'm sorry, I forget the little bear from Yogi Bear. Boo-Boo in the Yogi Bear movie. And the guy asked a question about Yogi Bear.
No.
And like very clearly was not like, wasn't being serious, like was being an asshole. Like was...
Oh, like a troll?
Yeah, he was very clear, like did not mean it at all.
And what did JT do?
He's like, never mind that. Next question.
Wow.
Like literally just passed it.
That's so funny. It's funny also that he played Boo Boo when he was also famous for exposing what, Janet Jackson's Boo Boo?
That's true.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, just one boo. speaking of fucking Social Network, by the way, how funny is this? Someone, Scott in the chat says, worked on a movie with Michael Cera, and a random guy off the street kept asking him questions about The Social Network, and he wouldn't listen that it was not Lex Luthor.
That's got to be so goddamn embarrassing, man. Yep, just to like get it wrong like that.
Like loudly and proudly wrong. That stinks.
Yo, I know that it's not, you wouldn't really, I mean, who knows who you know, but do you know those guys from Superbad? Those guys make me laugh so hard.
All right, Chris Cabin.
Yeah, I'll do that. Shake it and stirred. Hey, WHM gang. Thank you for covering Top Gun Maverick this year.
Oh, wow.
We got one!
but you know, in all seriousness, it's okay to like a movie, it's okay to dislike a movie, and if we let you down, we apologize. Remember to tell your friends, like and subscribe.
Also, anyway. I don't apologize, but Eric does. Yes,
it's okay to hate L. Ron Hubbard. I do. easy to do that.
We talk all about hating all that stuff on the episode.
He's not a good guy.
FYI about that.
We went to a 4DX showing this past year.
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so. For the first time, and took our family to go see Top Gun Maverick in 4DX. Our party included my grandma, dad, aunt, brother, and then myself, my husband, and our daughter.
I'm ready to die for Tom Cruise. Let's do it.
Just shake me up. Let's do it. We stopped by a pizza place beforehand and had a few slices of New York style pizza. Now this is in Idaho, so we're probably pretty off with the actual taste.
It just means, here's what it is. I've learned that I think nearly universal when they say that, most places mean like it's a big slice of pizza.
It's a large slice of pizza.
It's a big one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably correct. Taste of New York pizza here. Even my grandma told my aunt that she didn't like it and it hurt her stomach. So that could be telling about where this is going.
Come on.
Fudge.
Going into the movie, we weren't sure what to expect with the 4DX as we didn't know anybody that had experienced it before.
Of course not, because everyone hates it. And anyone who goes to it, it's an accident, like me and these fucking people.
I've never been.
I don't like that they premiered it with Zero Dark Thirty. I thought that was a not a great move, generally speaking.
Just getting waterboarded while you're trying to eat popcorn.
A lot of metal, like you hear Pig Destroyer just piped in directly into your ear.
Eric, they really do shoot fucking water at you. You do get sprayed with water.
You do.
You start, wow, I feel like I'm in the movie. And then 2 days later, I feel like I'm in the movie. 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 I'm in the movie.
Where are my fingernails?
Speaking of 4DX, by the way, did anybody hear that Regal Union Square is closing?
Fucking travesty.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm.
Travesty.
Fuck, man. Another one of our, you know, staple theaters.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I definitely saw the double feature of Black Dahlia and Beer League with Andrew there.
I was going to say, I was so hungover when we got to the theater, and I was so disgustingly hungover through all of Black Dahlia, and it's the only time I've seen that movie. So my review is like, I was hungover, and then we stayed for Beer League, and it was so fucking funny that like I laughed the hangover away. I tell that all the time, but I swear to you, I laughed my hangover away.
Yeah, already helped us that day. but knew the seats moved and that it would spray water at you. Mm. After stopping by concessions for water and snacks for the kiddos, we headed in. Now, of all the movies we could have seen in 4DX, I think this was the best one to do that with. We all had a blast, and the expectation being grandma, who had a very different kind of blast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Was going to be ass or mouth.
Well, wait. It's a tease. Yeah, come on. You got to get a little reveal.
Maybe
here.
Maybe both.
This lady is in her mid to late 70s. It is about 4'10" and maybe 100 pounds. So just a little Mexican grandma. It was hard to take my eyes off the show, as the movie was a lot of fun and the ride really brought the aerial combat and flight to life. I would be vomiting even. Yes, I would need the bad pizza. Yeah. Like this would just be, I would be gone. Flight to Life. But every now and again, I would hear a little, ay, Dios mío, or oh my God, and glance over to see Grandma getting thrown around by the bench.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
And every time I would hear my dad laughing shortly afterwards.
What a jerk.
I love it. At least you know that, like, if he's keeping an eye on her, yeah, like, it's fine.
She's not, she's probably not dead if he's laughing at it. Probably. Sure. There's a big B there. About halfway through the movie, Grandma quickly excused herself, and that was the fastest I've ever seen her move as she ran to the restrooms.
Oh, fuck.
After about 10 minutes, my aunt went to go check on her and brought her back. My aunt said she had gotten sick from being shaken too much and thrown up in the restroom. Apparently, it took her a while to get back because she had made a mess.
Well, you're not going back after that. If you're a little old lady, like, you know what, dude?
Yeah.
Tell me how it is.
No. Okay? Strap back into that cockpit. We got a mission to do.
Wait, get back in the box, Grandma! Go, Maverick went down!
Take her to the Fandango, like, five-year anniversary of the book club downstairs. And, like, just do that for a little while, maybe.
Hangman, Maverick, Abuelita is down! Let's swing in!
When she came back, she stood by the end of our row to finish the movie. That's a smart move, I say.
Yep. Stay off the fucking carnival ride.
There should stand be a cool down tent for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right.
Three seats on the side of the, you know what? This is too much for me. Can I just, like, or even a button where I'm like, can I just stop this horse shit and just watch
you tell me? Right. Would be good.
Yeah. Because, like, the other thing is, if you are in the middle of a sequence, mm-hmm, like, if Grandma was going to hurl and she's fucking bopping all over the place in the high skies with Tom Cruise, you can't, like, get off it.
Eject. Like, eject.
I remember doing it for fucking Mission Impossible, like, speaking of Tom Cruise movies, and I was like, man, I really got to go to the bathroom. This thing is jostling me, but you have to wait till, like, the movie calms down.
Jesus Christ.
No seatbelts.
I mean, want a lever, like an old-fashioned lever. I mean, Craig, it's over with. Now I'm just watching a movie like a fucking normal adult.
Like, along with the Union Square Regal, they announced there's 40 Regals across the country that are closing. And it's like, you know why? Because you keep blowing all this money installing fucking amusement park rides in your theaters.
Well, and you don't even have orange slices for people who are trying to calm down afterwards. And a nice fan, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
After the movie, we asked what she thought of it, and she just said, bueno, bueno. my aunt went on to translate my grandma saying she didn't want to go back to do that ever again, I assume. Yep. Just thinking back on it brings a smile to my face. Poor grandma probably won't go to see a movie for a while. Have you guys tried out the 4DX, or do you have any stories to share? I would love to hear about it. Alternatively, what's some of the worst food you guys have had lately? Thank you guys for all your work. We appreciate your efforts. My husband and I are both factory mechanics and listen to you guys while we work. So we appreciate all the laughs. Anthony G from Idaho. From Idaho.
Okay, nice. Well, I can answer the worst food I've had lately. When we were on Salt Lake City, Utah, goodness gracious. Now, this is my fault that I'm like, I don't want to have, you know, Taco Bell everywhere. So,
sure.
Which is a mistake.
I saw this happening. You were texting us. I saw it. I was like, ooh, this is a mistake. But continue.
It is a mistake. Yeah, I got a burrito delivered, and it was literally the worst Mexican food I've ever had in my fucking life. And all you bastards out west saying, the East Coast could never have any good food from, you know, whatever. And it's just like, my fucking God, it was awful.
But you got to know your audience. You got to know where you're at. You got to know, like, sometimes a lot of cities don't do late night food terribly well. You know what I mean?
It's an eye-opening experience, and I've now gone out into the world and realized a lot of these cities just don't have the juice.
That's why we need fucking Gabris and Pally to get that goddamn show renewed on True TV.
Yes.
So they can keep going to places and I can keep, you know, track of it. That's when we went to Denver. That show took care of a lot of what we were fucking eating and doing, man. Yeah. And that's what you need. Because otherwise, you're in Denver like me and Steve. Speaking of worst Mexican you've ever had in your life.
Christ.
at a place that I think was literally called Three Margaritas. I'll throw them under the bus. It was fucking awful. So the worst fucking food. I've had Mexican food in bus stations better than that.
Yeah, see, I guess you have to be in California, huh? The rest of the West is just garbage.
It's been seeming like that. I last summer, I went to, I just ordered normal like spaghetti meatballs. I wasn't that hungry, so I was just like, have some of it. What I got was... it was angel hair pasta.
Oh no!
With a really watery tomato,
noodles and ketchup.
A half a cup of water and some tomato paste. Ugh. I'm pretty sure is what I got. And then there were peas in it as well.
The peas. You can't have the peas. I'd rather pee. I'd rather actual pee and piss in my fucking spaghetti.
It was pretty bad. I gotta say, it was really, really. It disappointed me.
Oh wow!
Yeah. I didn't eat that. I didn't eat that at all. I just like I'll starve. Thank you.
So what are we thinking? One more. We do questions.
Why don't we blow through this last one? Mm-hmm. And while you're reading this one, Steve, folks, get some cues in, y'all.
Answer.
And then we'll ace some cues.
Questions. Okay. Questions. Come on, chat.
So here it goes. Somebody's watching, Steve. Hi, gang. Uh-oh. Hey, Steven.
So how long you've been ogling Steve?
Mr. Sadek, I regret missing the opportunity to meet you in person back in November of last year. At the time, you're the guest of the museum I worked at, LACMA. If my memory serves me correctly, I was fresh off the clock and decided to meet up with my coworker at the Welcome Plaza to discuss recent shenanigans. We ran 5 minutes into our little chat where I stopped mid-sentence to gaze upon the baffling scene. Is that Steven Sadak? I asked aloud. to which my coworker responded casually with, who the fuck is Steven Sadak? Great question. Great question. Uh-huh. Like an idiot, I let you go about your way. Steven, just to let you know, I was about to make an ass out of myself. If I had met you, my plan was to walk up to you as if I was approaching a helpless animal and greet you with, hello, Mr. Sadek. I'm a big fan of We Hate Movies. You obviously know me personally, but you've talked about me in a mailbag episode. Wow, this is getting like...
Ooh, twice.
Ooh, I know.
Right here, yeah.
Whoa, dude.
What, did it happen now or did it happen now? Now.
So how long have you been ogling Steve?
Thank you very much. Then I was about to show you my LACMA work badge and introduce myself as John.
Don't worry. I was going to show you my work ID to prove I wasn't crazy.
To the rest of the gang, I would approach you the same manner. However, I'd be much more cautious with Chris for some reason.
I'm animal. I got my hackles get up very quick.
He enjoyed 2023. John from Los Angeles. This guy even DM'd me. He's like, oh, I saw you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, just come up. It's fine.
Yeah.
It puts a little spring in my step. Don't be weird about it. Don't be creepy. Don't pretend that we've been having a conversation because we certainly haven't. We don't have inside jokes because I don't know you. But be like, hi, my name is so and so. I like your thing and blah blah blah. I'd be
absolutely
more it's than likely I'll be very nice to you.
Yes. It's always very nice. I guarantee you, unless it's something we put on a T-shirt, I don't remember the bit.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to be rude. It's just it's a lot of drug use and a lot of episodes.
Yo, Jupin soft serve ice cream. Am I right? It's like,
what the fuck? Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah.
All the time. Like every weekend, bro.
All day, every day.
Yes. Just a quick. Wow. Generic.
Yeah.
Well, you're generic fuckface. How about that?
Generic man says I met Steve. Overrated.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I kind of agree with this.
You know what? When this happens, by the way, D. Shuba, you got to fucking take him out. I saw Steve at work this week. Made me do a double take.
Was it that rotten son of a bitch, George Santos? Because that guy looks a little too much like me.
You know what? You know what? If that guy starts trying to grow a beard, dude,
I'm in huge trouble.
There's trouble.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
in trouble.
If he grows a beard and becomes shorter, I think you're really in trouble.
I didn't put that together at all. Maybe SNL will call you up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would feel really good.
All right,
you look like this con man.
We got some cues here. Let's see if we can AM. Someone asks, "No fuel for fun." That is, "No fuel, no fun." Says, "How many viewings of a talking cat is too many?"
Two.
I have to be on four or five, and you could talk. You could talk me into it later this year. It's still too much. It's still too much. Too soon since we've done it. But you can talk me into it, like, as of June of this year, I think I'd go for it. Jesus, if I'm in the right mood, if it's fucking 2 o'clock in the morning and I don't want to go to sleep and I want to make a huge mistake, you put on a coffee talking cat and I'm laughing.
I don't think I could do it solo, but like, if you wanted to get in on like an Amazon party watch, dude, like I would do that. And then we could like talk to each other while we're watching.
With my wife, I'm saying. My wife and I like to watch.
Chelsea wouldn't go for that. Steve, rightfully so.
Steve Sadak, who thinks John Ford made cars. You are going to get on the fourth or fifth talking cat fucking watch?
Why not? What am I doing?
God damn it, Steve.
Oh, great. Let me watch fucking Stagecoach at 2 o'clock in the morning. No, I'm falling a fucking stage.
That's great. I think I'd rather watch Stagecoach.
Yes. Do it.
John Ford made cars. Bro, you are a fucking bitch, Chris. Holy shit. That was incredible. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. This is a programming question. Scott asks, any chance of doing more classic Hollywood films on WLM or WHM? His favorite apps are Casablanca, It's a Wonderful Life. Also, do we plan on doing a show in Vegas?
Okay, the Vegas thing is interesting because we are the only pro-mafia podcast. And no one's been asking us to play Vegas, I assume, because Mickey Mouse owns the place now. Well,
you would know this better, person who lives in Vegas. Are there reasonable venues? Like, we're not going to be playing the Copacabana anytime soon.
I will only play the Copacabana. Got to be clear. I need a big stage. And if you get me a big stage, we will do like a 3-hour WLM on Casino. But you got to give me the big stage. Then I'll do it.
Well, you got to get people to come too, man. I don't know what kind of numbers we pull in the desert. Maybe our LA friends could come take a drug fueled drive out. You know
what you got to do is make people think they're coming to see the movie, mm-hmm. and then they're wrong.
You put like with Joe Pesci Q&A, but there's like a tiny asterisk and then an even tinier asterisk at the bottom that's like Joe Pesci impersonated.
Joe Pesci impersonation. We're not bringing someone out.
A great move to work against the audience. Totally.
Exactly. It always gets a friction, and that's what you want.
What was the first part of his question?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. But
whatever. Here's next. We'll keep this is a little self-promotional one.
I remembered it was the classic Hollywood episodes. Obviously, are going to be doing more of them. Definitely in November, there will be one. I don't know about before that, but there will be more of those.
We always try to do one in November at least.
Yes. Pat asks, looking forward to Scream 6, the trailer released today. Well, I think we could shamelessly plug that we might be talking about that next Monday on this very YouTube channel here, Pat, on WHM On Screen Live, which is our new streaming show that we are doing Mondays, talking about the business, talking about trailers, all that good
stuff. Life, love, and the entertainment industry.
Yes, exactly. They called me Steppy Doors.
Man, we should have Tobo on Screen Live, dude. It'd be awesome to talk to him again.
I would love it.
Is he still doing that podcast or what? Probably not, right?
I would love it. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't have an answer to that. It was one of those things where it would release every 3.5 years. There'd be two new episodes or whatever, which is fine. Yeah. He's very busy. So I just kind of unsubscribed, you know?
Yeah. Hey, this is a follow-up to the Vegas thing, though. Someone says, do a Casino episode live from the Mob Museum. Is that a real thing? Holy shit.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, I would I'd also play a show in Canto Bite, if possible.
Oh,
sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would do that. I mean, but I Casino, I need it to be the big stage, or I have to be in on my fat ass in the recording studio.
I will take one or the other.
I will not be taking any other place for Casino. Only the big stage.
So the at the actual Casino, you'd be off your ass.
Yes. I mean, Mob Museum, maybe we could do Godfather Part 3. That's, long, but what the hell.
We'd have to do that coda cut, though, right?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that.
Me neither. I have it somewhere.
Let's see. Someone says, going to do on-screens on TV shows as well. Yeah, we will be covering TV.
Yeah.
On Screen Live. That's definitely a thing that's going to happen. Maybe if some of us get to that video game.
We will. Yes.
Adaptation.
Yes.
Last of Us. What Andrew is saying, we will be covering The Last of the Walking Dead.
Shut up.
Minute by minute.
That's what I'm nervous about. I know we want to try and do that on Monday. We'll talk about it. But
sure,
I just can't get up for another zombie thing, guys.
Is it really zombies?
It's zombie adjacent.
I thought it was just like post
mushroom zombies. No, it's mushroom zombies. Yeah,
that's, I don't know.
I watched the first episode, and I feel confident in my calling it The Last of the Walking Dead. We'll see. I mean, I like the intro. The intro's really good. It reminded me that this is the guy who did Chernobyl. But afterwards, it really does remind me almost immediately of Walking Dead, like dynamics, the way the world is set up, everything. I was it seems exactly like this. But whatever, maybe. I mean, I love Bella Ramsey. She's fantastic. And Pedro Pascal is also very good.
Bella Ramsey?
From Game of Thrones.
The young girl who's on Game of Thrones. She's like the tough one.
Oh, yeah. She was on Bear Island under... She's the new heir to the throne of Mormont. Remember Jorah Mormont? She's taking his seat, I think.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Get some other questions. Wow, so many things came up with people talking about Vegas. I don't know. Maybe it is a good idea.
Please.
Let's see here. Come on, everybody just keeps talking about Vegas.
We're not going to do The Big Short. Mm-hmm. Just give up on that one. We're not. I know that's got a big Vegas part.
Someone asked, what are some of our quick thoughts on 2022's Prey?
I love it. It was one of my favorite of the year. I actually really love the Comanche version in particular. I don't know.
That's the only one I've watched so far, by the way.
Yeah, I watched the Comanche version, and then I watched the English version. I don't know. For some reason, the Comanche version really grabbed me. I think it's maybe also I was watching a lot of kung fu movies with subtitles at the time. I was like in a subtitle mood.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I still haven't gotten there yet, which is a huge. It's a huge stain on my movie watching career. I gotta get on it.
It's really good.
Oh yeah. You know what, Steve? It'll be there for you, man. Mm-hmm. When you get there,
he's got to watch a talking cat for the fifth time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Gotta go back to that.
Wow, you're slamming Steve, dude. Like, you don't just sit up watching Letterman YouTubes all night.
That's true. That's what I do.
Still, better use of time than a sixth go at a talking cat.
Yeah,
Dennis douchebags fucking a talking cat. I forget the guy's name. Decato.
It's okay.
His name is David Decato. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
You got 199 credits on IMDb. Chris Gabin, that's 199 more than you have.
Through his filmography. Watch all of his pornos.
Here's a really weird thing that was happening right now. It was very Ghostbusters 2. Chris, as you were yelling and getting louder and louder, here in New York, there's like a thunderstorm is rolling in, and you were starting to yell, and like lightning was crashing outside my. It's happening right now.
Yeah,
that's my incredible.
It's my brother is further from murder.
My theory at that movie really does bring out just like the elemental forces. It's at that fucking movie.
All right, here someone asks a very important question for season 3: Is The Mandalorian Half Hour coming back in March?
It is.
The answer is yes. Yeah,
it absolutely is. We're going to plan on doing it. We're going to do it, which is good. Yes. We skipped Andor because we're stupid.
well, we didn't know no better. You know,
we didn't know no better.
I also think that's not exactly a show like a week by week. I kind of liked that looking at it from a full.
It was nice to let Andor simmer a little bit. Yeah. You're right. And Eric, by the way, next week, people are going to be able to find out where that Andor discussion is.
That's right. On the Gleep Glossary, our Star Wars sideshow will not only be discussing the expanded universe history of Mon Mothma, we'll also be talking about Andor season 1 in full.
Yes, and we'll also be talking about a talking cat again.
talking cat commentary track also available on Patreon. Oh, that's
true. It is true. I will say this, Gleep Glossary, your new friend, Eric, David, really shines in this episode.
Right.
I think he really comes into his own here.
The soundboard droid is back, and the episode is over 90 minutes, so enjoy.
It's a big one.
He's fully formed.
No
He's
secret track this time. That's full on talking. 90 minutes.
It's real this time, we swear.
So maybe take like a couple more here, you think?
Sure.
All right. Let's see here. Someone wants to know our thoughts on Hulu Hellraiser, if we caught it. If so, what were they?
Still happy.
still happy. I know that you two guys didn't like it, and I was like, all right, then I'm good. You know?
Yeah, I was let down. It was a bummer.
It looks like shit. I mean, it, you just can't see it. I guess it doesn't even look like shit. You can't see anything.
I don't know if it looks like shit or not. That's the thing. It's like that
fucking scene in House of Dragons when the niece and the uncle are about to fuck and you can't see anything around you.
You were furious about that for weeks, Chris. I remember it.
Because what is this? What, like, everybody was complaining about fucking Solo and they were like, you know what will work if we do more of it? And like double down, triple, quadruple down.
It's just like natural lighting thing that where we think we can get away with it. But you can't. You need to light things.
Nope.
Like we've been lighting things for over 100 fucking years.
God damn it. Like it just, it looks so like maybe there was interesting imagery there, but like if I don't see the delineation and it's all like, it all looks like digital shit. Like what am I going to do with that? Nothing.
You're right.
Absolutely
You're
nothing. Right.
I won't count this as one towards, because I'll just answer it really quickly, but I think it's important in case anyone wanted to participate in Listener Request Month and was thinking about this. Andy asked, would it be in poor taste to call in my regular request of Warlock, given the Julian Sands news? Because we wouldn't do it. We hope that dude is all right. But
I love
if
Julian.
That doesn't turn out.
You know what? Call it in and let's all just hope that it all works out. And then we're like, oh, remember that crazy story from last month, the Julian Sands, that he's totally fine drinking tea somewhere very comfortably? I'd like that. That's the world I want to live in.
I hope he's okay. It's really tragic news that he's missing. And I love Warlock, and it would have been a great episode, maybe down the line. I actually have a giant poster of it in storage because I'm just a fan of it, you know?
I mean, one day we will do a very inappropriate WLM on A Room with a View, and I will sing his praises on that.
And or Hell the weirdest movie anyone's ever made, Switch. Anyone see Switch?
Oh boy,
no, I have not. Don't.
What is that one? What is
it's
Switch?
A movie where there's a guy, a nobody guy actor, is a womanizer, and he dies by all of his girlfriends who he's cheating on murder him. And he is reincarnated as sexy Ellen Barkin by the devil, played by Julian Sands.
And
Jimmy Smits. Yeah. It's one of the weirdest movies that I've ever made.
It's horrible.
It's Blake Edwards, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, what?
It's like a wackadoo comedy. You
know what it sounds like, by the way? That sounds, to me, the first thing I thought of, grade A Tales from the Crypt motion picture.
That's
a Tales from the Crypt story, right? I was banging all these broads and then they got all on top of me, see, and they killed me. Then I came back as a dame.
And it looks like, according to IMDb, Julian Sands is not even in it.
Is it Bruce Glover, maybe? Or did I mix that up?
Steve, what you do?
Well, the good news is you can call in that movie.
No, Bruce Glover, Bruce Payne, I mean. All right.
Oh.
Bruce Payne?
Did Julian Sands play the Relic in The Relic? No, right? No, probably not.
We said we were going to be quick with this question.
Yeah, sorry. All right, here's a good one to close out the night here. Monica asks, what would you do if you were James Gunn running DC?
Shutter the whole building.
I knew that was coming.
No, we get into this a lot, a little bit in our upcoming Black Adam episode. But for me, I'm just looking. I can't believe that Julian Sands is in that movie. Anyway, for me, I just think the movie is slow down one movie at a time.
Yep,
and just stop connecting shit. Just stop connecting. Find a good director. Find a good whatever.
Yes,
screenplay for a good pitch. And just let that movie exist and then maybe make another. And if it works out, make a sequel to that movie and so on and so forth. Let's go back to like one or two a year total tops. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get some directors in there and give them a little autonomy. Let them have a little fun with these, because the thing that we've been losing is personality in these movies. It all feels just like one, the same storyline, the same look to everything. Like nothing really changes where you have different directors and like most of it, like you get a little bit more flair, of course, with the Taika Waititi because the colors, but like everything else just kind of seems very formulaic. Let these people make their movies. Like just don't edit them to shit. Don't do the whole thing. Just let them make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like believe in an idea and let it happen, which would be kind of cool.
That would be nice.
Cabin, you mentioned Taika there, dude. And we should mention once again, moment.co/WeHateMovies. That's where you can pick up tickets for our Thor Grab Ass and Kick or Love and Thunder live show.
Right, which we're not planning on re-releasing or anything like that. So get your tickets now if you want to experience that.
Indeed. That's right.
It's going to be like this, but better.
Yes. Oh, much better. We got tons of tricks up our sleeves for that.
I don't know if we had a contest going again, but I did buy a stupid t-shirt.
Ooh, I like that.
And it's a double dose of loserdom. I have to say, it's a loser t-shirt two ways. Ooh, that's my tease for it.
I like that.
So moment.co/WeHateMovies for those tickets. And that's a January 26th, 9 p.m. Eastern extended replay for a week after that. If you can't catch it live, moment.co/WeHateMovies. And of course, we are broadcasting every Monday afternoon, a nice lunchtime show for us to East Coasters here on screen live here on this very YouTube channel where we are talking box office. We are talking trailer reactions such as Scream 6 maybe on Monday and talking movies we've seen in theaters, all that good stuff. So be sure you are subscribed to the channel here. Click that bell. Make sure you get the notifications for when we go live. But that's going to do it for this episode of WHM Mailbag. I will say a raucous and very successful first outing for the mailbag this year.
Yes. Yeah.
Good start.
Tut, indeed. So that's going to do it until we open the mailbag again. And by the way, I should mention, get your letters in for next time. WeHateMovies@gmail.com. So now we will sign off. Until we open the mailbag again, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Eric Siska.
Chris Gavin.
Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.